Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Jim Robb at the Livestock Market Information Center. We're back with Jim in just a moment.
Seems like temporary storage facilities are on every street corner, but let's do some math. For what you'd pay in yearly costs for that storage room, you could own your own metal storage building in your own backyard. How? With a Mueller Backyard Building. Our backyard building kits are easy to assemble with a bolt-together design and priced right. Plus, you keep your stuff at home and you're not throwing away money leasing storage. Our kits come in a variety of sizes with more than 30 colors to choose from, adding style to your storage space. If you need a larger storage solution, Mueller's pre-engineered standard series buildings can accommodate almost any need. Whether it's a smaller place for a lawnmower or a place for cars, boats, or even an RV, you can have peace of mind that a Mueller metal building will protect those treasures at a reasonable price. See all the options at MuellerINC.com or give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to find a location near you. That's 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R. Mueller. Made in America and made to last.
After weakness leading up to Memorial Day in our cash cattle markets, right after Memorial Day last week, cash cattle markets bounced back strongly. Jim Robb of the Livestock Market Information Center says there's a lot of things working right now that's keeping these cattle markets really strong.
I think the nature of the market is getting clearer and clearer. You know, this is underpinned by the demand profile in the marketplace and the demand specifically for beef and individual beef cuts. And for example, this last week, the rib cuts set all-time record highs and had skyrocketed in the last 4 weeks. We're finding a lot of ribs being featured across grocery stores and on specials in restaurants. So we take that major middle meat item and we put it up over $100 per hundredweight compared to back in March. You know, that's a strong demand indicator. It's both domestic demand in terms of U.S. consumers and it's the overseas demand. And, you know, that meat demand is fed back to packers, obviously, and their demand for animals. And we've marketed cattle ahead of schedule for 6 consecutive months, and that's pretty unusual, and there's a whole host of reasons why, not the least of which is the markets have changed. The swap, what we call it in cattle feeding, that cost of that feeder animal coming in compared to a couple of years ago, it's been very advantageous to bring in a new animal and take the profits on the existing animal. We're back when feeder cattle prices were very high, that swap worked against marketing cattle. And then the futures basis has pulled cattle into the marketplace also. The discount in the futures, we have more hedge cattle than we think we've seen in probably 3 or 4 years, and those cattle will move early if the basis is attractive, and it's been very attractive. And then even for unhedged cattle, we have the futures market at a discount to cash. So that marketing rate as a result for 6 months has really fed through the system, and we have cattle weights on a steer basis, a carcass basis, 26 pounds below a year ago. Now, if we go back in time, the last time we saw a marketing rate pull through the system like this was 2003.
Now, when you think of 2003, you think about the cow that stole Christmas, the discovery of BSE in this country. Before that, Canada had their own case of BSE that was announced earlier that year. So lots of disruption because of that situation. This year, though, is a little bit different, according to Dr. Robb.
As economists and analysts, we often talk about analogous years. To have to reach clear back to 2003 in a very unique environment that caused that increased marketing rate, this has been different causing the marketing rate. It's been more driven by demand and not the lack of fed cattle. So this has given us some of this unique prices and the volatility that we've had lately, even down to the meat cut level. That says a lot about the unique situation that we've been in for the last, 2 to 3 months.
And of course, the big question is, Jim, how long does the party continue?
And we've seen, the futures markets come up dramatically in the last couple of months. We had the August futures are now up nearly $20 per hundredweight from where they were a couple of months ago. So the market, especially on the futures side, is starting to recognize that. But can it continue? And then we've now taken wholesale beef prices to a level where we're going to eventually dampen the enthusiasm to feature meat. The featuring that's going on today and went on last weekend and the weekend before was really meat that was in the mill from a planning perspective grocery store a month to 6 weeks prior at least to those ads showing up. So there's the risk is that we'll have less featuring. We normally have less featuring as we get close after Memorial Day. And this year, 4th of July won't be probably quite the boost that it has been in recent years. 4th of July, the last few years, has given us a 3-day weekend, which has been good for beef. And this year it's on a Tuesday, so it's probably not quite the driver. So we have that dimension, and we have this marketing rate. Can we continue the marketing rate, such as these cattle weights stay in check? And as you point out, that demand profile that underpins all of that still happening is the key. It's probably more key on the domestic consumer side, but also that export demand will also be critical to how low prices go. You know, the seasonal decline in prices is already embedded in the futures and people expect it. But how this pattern unfolds, given the rather unique causes that got us here, is a little different to forecast.
Top hired hand of the Livestock Market Information Center, Jim Robb. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.